I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, you can take any team from all of fiction and isolate two characters and send them on their own adventure and just see what develops. Who do you take?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Jen.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kelly.
So this is based on the Velma and Daphne. Daphne and Velma. What's the name of this thing?
Daphne
and Delma.
Delma's like a real name, but Daphne's more fun.
Yeah. Daphne's more fun to say.
Daphne and Velma being isolated from the Scooby-Doo gang, and they're having their own like spin-off movie.
A-plus.
Just the two of them. They go on an adventure.
Love it.
Yeah. A plus asterisk.
A plus, what's the asterisk for?
That's in law school when you set the curve.
Whoa.
I think the only thing is I'm going to miss that dog.
Yeah, definitely going to miss the dog. Yeah. But I feel like leave those other two bozos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about them at all.
Me neither. They're like, first of all, okay, so you have one guy who's like Mr. Toxic Masculinity. And then you have...
He's very genial.
He's right. He's like benign.
He's benign toxic masculinity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Benign masculinity.
He also really doesn't add anything.
Nothing. Ever.
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
He's like the face though, right? He's like the business contact that like people go because they're not gonna talk to a woman, obviously.
Yeah, or a woman or a stone.
Right.
Yeah, he's or the ascot of the group.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the ascot.
Like every group has an ascot.
Yeah.
And then there's Shaggy. Ryan looking around the table right now trying to figure out who's the ascot.
If you're
of
looking
Same
around
Shipping.
The table, yeah. You're trying to figure out who the ascot is.
You're the ascot. I'm down. Yeah. I'm happy to be the ascot.
Be the face, girl. And then I don't really need Shaggy.
Like, no, especially if Scooby's not there, what's the
right,
point?
Yeah. What's if Scooby's point? Not there, he's just gonna be sad.
He's just there to say yoinks.
He's you know what he is if he's Garfield without Garfield.
Garfield minus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where it's like, Garfield minus Garfield.
Which
where it's just
John
a
being
real
sad.
Depressed guy.
Yeah.
Alone in his house.
I love Garfield minus Garfield. It makes me laugh so much.
It's so much of him just posing questions out loud and then answering them and walking away really sad.
Or like walking in wearing a new hat and then getting sad for no reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah. It is pretty funny. But if you're in a dark place, maybe don't watch it.
Yeah, yeah. It's very depressing.
Yeah.
Wait, but, so what is this? It's a movie?
It's a movie. It's a direct-to-DVD movie, direct-to-DVD sounds like something that shouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's immediately on demand.
Yeah, they call it VOD or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just those two characters going on an adventure.
Great.
And that's it.
Love it.
And I've seen a lot of people being like, yeah, but are they gay, though? Like, can we ship it?
Yeah.
Well, we can ship it.
You can ship whatever you want to ship.
Sisters. Like,
And
we've shipped weirder shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we like to see our ships, you know, represented sometimes actually on screen.
And and I think there's a lot of, I think people are tired of non-committing by creators like J.K. Mm-hmm. Rowling, who has time and time again claimed retroactively that characters were either gay or non-binary or anything, and then not doing it in the screen adaptations when she had a chance.
Right. Well, and just not doing it in the text in the first place.
Exactly. Like, be explicit.
Mm-hmm, there's even like implication that like Hermione's black, possibly. Yeah. Yeah. And like could have run with it, didn't run with it.
Yeah.
I mean, she is in The Cursed Child.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's so way later.
I feel like that's.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that's partial credit.
Yeah. But if you're going to remake your canon,
by her,
then,
though.
Yeah.
I mean, she was involved in.
In the casting?
In the I feel like she's involved in the production. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we don't have to give her any credit for anything. I'm just
thank you.
Yeah, I just feel like if you're going to remake your canon and you have the opportunity to do it in a real way, then why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good on Scooby-Doo franchise.
We don't know that's the case yet.
We'll cross our fingers.
Yeah,
we can all hope for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we can impose our own thoughts and dreams on it.
Is Daphne good enough for Velma? I don't know.
Yeah, Velma is great.
Velma could probably help Daphne be a better person.
But is that a healthy relationship to ship?
It depends on how long it takes.
And also, does Velma then get something out of it? Maybe she becomes more social. Maybe she, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
they can learn from each other, for sure.
They can learn from each other. It just really sucks if Velma's doing all the helping. Because then it's just like, oh man, this
court of pendants. Or if they make it that Velma has a crush on Daphne.
That would
suck. It's not reciprocated, I would hate that.
That would be upsetting.
But the reverse?
Yeah.
I would love.
Oh, that's pretty
if
good.
Daphne's in love with Velma and Velma's like...
And Velma doesn't know it because she doesn't pick up those social cues.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm into it.
Yeah.
So obviously isolating the two characters and being like, now we have to see what just their relationship is. Are there other... Sorry to spring it on you.
Yeah.
But like, are there other teams like that where you just want to pull two people out and be like, you don't really get enough time to... really like sink in and be with each other, but now you have to,
right?
And what forms from that?
I mean, I'm gonna go back to one of my uncanon ships that I've always had. I can't remember if I've said it on this podcast, but it's like a real one in my heart. Adam Banks and Julie the Cat Gaffney from Mighty Ducks.
Okay,
they're on the same team, they're like perfect for each other. But they really don't interact. They maybe have like one line together. Like there's not even hints of them dating on the show, in the movies. But I feel like if the two of them got recruited by the same college and then they were the only people they knew on campus. And maybe there was a mix up and they accidentally have to room together.
Oh, my.
Nice.
I'd watch that.
Right?
Yeah.
So those two, I feel like they would fall in love immediately if they had the chance.
Mine is not romantic, but I would like to see these people have to really try to get along. And this is from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
It's Giles and Cordelia Chase, the high school years, where for some reason they have to work together, and
no one else is there.
Yeah, like for some, like the Buffy's like trying to do the apocalypse or something. She's trying to stop it. She's like doing that something big, and for some reason Giles and Cordelia have this other issue they have to work on. I think that would be really cool to see Giles have to see, like, recognize Cordelia's value and Cordelia have to recognize Giles's value.
Right.
So I think that would be really cool.
Well, especially because we kind of know that she has so much more to give than what she does in high school.
Yes.
Because we get to see her as an adult.
Yeah. An angel.
So, and even like in moments in high school, there are times where all of Buffy's friends are completely ignoring her. And then there's the only person that shows her compassion is Cordelia.
Yeah.
When Buffy's like, can you give me a ride home? And Cordelia instantly is like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
So like, I think it would be cool to see more of that side of Cordelia too.
No, I dig it.
Yeah.
But like, what if they kissed a little?
Okay. First of all,
Is he still working at the high school?
Oh, because that would be super illegal.
Okay, she comes back from LA.
Okay.
For the summer.
Okay.
It's the times where he doesn't seem to have a job at all. It's like
before
the magic
shop.
Right,
it's when he's at the casita.
Yes.
Okay, so he's at the casita
a
lot.
He's at his little house. And she like had left something in the library.
Okay. And he had also left something in the library.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking she goes to his house to get it.
Oh.
Like, she left, a brooch or something.
And they're like,
does
the library's not here anymore.
Does she leave brooches places a lot?
It happens when you're running from the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just like oop, pops
yeah,
off.
And he was like, he tried to see if it was Buffy's. It wasn't Buffy's.
And he's like, but maybe it has some magical properties because I'm like really drawn to it for some
also
reason.
Also, Buffy's like, I'm trying to fight off the apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop bothering me.
I don't care about
my
this brooch.
Yeah, but then it turns out the brooch, it was in her family and it has a ghost in it.
Of
and
course
so
it does.
That's the thing they have to deal with.
Yeah, perfect. They have to deal with it. And then the ghost inhabits one of them and like they almost kiss.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
But then they get the ghost out, but then at the end, they kind of have this moment.
Yeah, and then they both say, like, let's never talk about this again. And it's, like, a kind of funny.
Oh, my God. They say, let's never talk about this again. But then they kiss, and then she leaves.
Oh, my God, Ryan!
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. AO3.com/RyanGirl.
I think we just, I think you just wrote that shit. And you wrote it.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's a little bit of a cheat in that it's basically already, not basically, it happened on the show itself.
Okay.
But when Lost goes back to the 70s mm-hmm. and Sawyer and Juliet get a chance, they're not isolated from everyone, mm-hmm. but like they're isolated from the island's bullshit and from like Jack's bullshit
yep.
and Locke. And they just get to have like a beautiful relationship, just the two of them. And they're so happy.
Wait, so Sawyer?
Sawyer.
Saeed's not there.
Saeed's
not there.
Saeed is not there.
Okay. Just wondering.
That's all I know.
Kelly's got a nation's chip.
All I know about that show is that someone wrote a fanfic about Saeed and Sawyer.
And you wrote it. And you read it.
And I was into it.
Jen, do you have one?
I do have one. I would really like it if you could see Smash Williams from Friday Night Lights just hanging with Landry in their own like private situation. Like
okay.
something happened, the school burned down, everyone else is gone. And this is apocalyptic.
Hold on. People die in this fire.
So Jen is sure. inspired by her apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but like this is like the school burns down and everyone was locked inside except for the two of them. So they have to start.
Oh my God. How will they get past
this? They have to start a new football team.
Wait, no. By repopulating?
That's like priority 30. They're like, there are so many other things.
This is Friday Night Lights. Yeah. The real priorities don't matter.
Wait,
only football.
Was Mrs. Coach there?
No, she was at her house. She's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right,
so she's the new coach of the football team.
I'm in. No, but I think
you can never kill off Connie Britton.
No, never.
That's like a rule of TV, right?
National
never kill off.
Spoilers.
Really?
Yeah. And she was like the main character.
How? What are they
doing
now?
How did she die?
Car accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she just done with the show?
Yeah, she was ready to leave. Okay. And they had just gotten her together. Sorry if you guys are on first season of Nashville. They had just gotten her together with like her soulmate guy that, you know, star-crossed guy.
So they pulled it Downton Abbey?
Right. So rather than have them break
don't tell
up,
me what happened with Downton Abbey because I'm watching it right now.
Kelly's working her way through Downton Abbey.
My dad.
No, I don't know what it is. So.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, wait.
You'll know
is
what it is when
Bates
you get
goes
there.
To jail?
Sure. So,
is it because the guy gets paralyzed? Is
you,
it because
you
the other
guessing.
Guy
stop
dies
guessing.
In the war?
Stop guessing.
Is it because? Okay,
it's not because of any of those things.
Oh my god!
All of these. Is it because these are texts that I get from Kelly?
I'll be like, do not tell me that fucking the lady of the house is about to die from scarlet fever right now, or from Spanish fever. And then I was like, oh shit, it's that other girl, Lavinia.
And I'm like, I stopped watching this halfway through season two.
He doesn't respond to my texts. It's just
I've
me
stopped.
Texting.
I've stopped
he
responding.
Doesn't respond. He'll respond to other things. I'll test mm-hmm. him with like another question and he'll respond, but he pretends the other things didn't
Why
happen.
Are you not choosing any of your friends who've watched it?
Yeah.
He's watched it.
I just not watched. I think you've blown past where.
Oh man!
Where I
okay, I'm gonna switch.
Yeah, find new friends.
I'm gonna switch. I'll text Ryan. All right,
cool. I answer.
But guys, we're not here to talk about who Kelly is and is not going to text.
No,
we're here to talk about dogs.
Yeah,
and our ships with dogs.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
a film was released last week called Isle of Dogs.
Yes.
Which sounds like I love dogs.
It does.
I'm
sure
that's
purpose.
On purpose.
It's got to be.
He's too cute dogs. For that not to be on purpose. Mm-hmm, he doesn't mm-hmm. do
That's not a mistake.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
It's certainly not accidental cuteness.
Never.
No.
It's all intentional cuteness.
I mean, it's maybe accident. I have issues about that movie.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yes.
I have not seen it yet.
It's problematic in a lot of ways.
Yeah, like it's like real racist.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I am so glad that somebody that saw it felt that way. And yeah. I was like, oh, thank goodness. I felt that way from the preview.
Oh, okay.
Where I was like, how come the Japanese people speak in Japanese and we don't get any
subtitles
and mm-hmm. they're the bad guys and all of the good guys are dogs that are voiced by white people?
Yeah,
and then how come only aesthetic things are taken from a culture that by a white man? This is one of my questions.
I think we're like halfway to not racist, because I feel like he probably felt like by only taking the aesthetics, he was being less racist.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Yeah, but he thought he was being not racist.
Mm.
He failed.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in his mind, he was like, well, I'm not like...
Right. I'm not actually trying to like do their culture.
Except...
I just am fetishizing how everything looks.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he hired a Japanese screenwriter from Tokyo mm-hmm. to help fix that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't work.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so this movie came out and there's dogs in it.
Okay, the dogs are cute.
The dogs are cute.
I don't think the dogs are cute.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And listen, I love dogs more than most people I know.
I love dogs.
I love dogs.
All right.
I love dogs more.
I, in fact, have my dog in the room with me at a house that is not my own.
This is a same-day shipping first.
Yeah.
There's a dog present. There's a dog present.
So my dog, Kirby, and I don't think the dogs in this movie are cute.
What do you not like about them?
They're not real.
Well, would you think a cartoon dog is cuter?
Yeah, I think so. Something about like a claymation, because it's claymation, right? Like,
yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. Do you like stop like, motion? Yeah.
Do you like Gromit?
Aw,
he's not like cute Gromit? In a dog way.
I love Gromit, but Gromit's he's also not cute in a dog way. Yeah. He's like humanish.
That's a good point.
But he's cute.
He's very cute.
He's cute. I don't think these dogs are as cute as Gromit.
And
they're not cute in the dog way, but they're trying to be more cute in a dog way.
Is there shipping in this movie? Or like, are there dogs in love with dogs?
Yeah. Okay. There's a
yeah, but yeah, it,
George
it doesn't,
Clooney dog
it's not,
is kind
it's
of in
not,
love.
It's not. It doesn't work. Because all of the lady dogs are like really poorly sketched, and have like no character. They're just sort of there to tempt the man dogs.
There's so many reasons why I'm not going to go see this movie.
I mean, I liked the movie. It has a lot of problems, but I liked my experience with it.
From the first time I saw the trailer in the theater, I thought I would rather die than go see this movie.
You would rather die? That means you're dead, Jen.
Yeah, I don't want to see that movie.
All right.
I just, when I saw the trailer, I was like, I'm getting a real yucky feeling in my stomach right now.
Yeah.
And I read some reviews about it, and I was like, I don't know if I want to give my money to this movie. But that being said, maybe I'll watch it.
But other dogs, I love.
Like what ones? Can you tell us
do you love dogs
ship
in love?
You have?
Yes. I have been struggling all day between two dog ships. One of them is non-traditional, and one of them is an OTP.
Okay.
So, this is where I'm like...
We're going to hear them both, so...
I'm going to sell both of them. The OTP, which I feel like there's not even that much to discuss around it, is Pongo and Perdita.
Yeah. Yeah, classic. Yes.
Like,
classic.
You just can't beat that dog romance.
101 Dalmatians.
101 Dalmatians with their owners Roger and Anita, which... rhyme with Pongo and Perdita.
How cute is that?
Everything is cute about it.
I don't know. Anita naming her dog a rhyming name of herself. Like if I had a dog
named
Brian.
That's a bummer.
Oh my God.
First of all,
you
big Family Guy fan?
Oh no. Oops. Okay, I guess that's out.
Yeah. So that's like the romance of my heart ship.
And I think we all concur.
Yes.
Those are both great ships. In that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before I came here, I rewatched the scene where they meet in the park. And I was like, and that's why I was late. But my other one is from a movie that is very dear to my heart, Homeward Bound.
Yay!
And Chance and Sassy.
Love Chance and Sassy.
I just feel like there's so much anger and passion there.
Yeah.
I ship it.
You ship a cat and a dog?
I ship a cat and a dog.
How do you ever see... this being consummated?
Because
it's your ship, it's not mine.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Okay.
But...
like, do you think Chance thinks about it?
Yes.
What?
Whoa.
What do you think Chance is picturing when he sees
it? Well, Chance is like a teenage dog. Like, he can't help it. You know,
I think
like
it can help.
Dreams yeah, about
I think it can help Zappy. To not have sexual fantasies about his cat friend.
I don't think he
when
can.
When you're dreaming, sure. Ryan and I have talked about this
yes.
at length.
You're not in control.
You don't control yeah. what your brain is doing when right. you're dreaming.
Yeah. It's true. Now, and once you're awake, you have to yeah. be held responsible for your behavior.
Yeah. And I don't know that he has those fantasies while he's awake, but while okay. he's asleep, he's definitely had. Some nice
Do you think
dreams.
Sassy's aware of these feelings?
No, I think Sassy is like just so pissed at Chance all the time.
All right, I'm starting to ship this, right? This is kind of fun.
That is so gross.
Because it's a cat and a dog,
Patrick?
Yeah, because it's a cat and a dog, and because they're both adopted by the same family. They're like siblings.
And Chance is a big dog.
Yeah,
like Kirby and
Sassy's
and Sassy.
A small cat.
Kirby and Sassy would be funny.
Poor Kirby. Kirby's walking around has no idea yeah, talking just... about sinful things. Here's the thing. I don't mind about cross species ships.
Mm-hmm.
But when you mentioned that they're siblings, that kind of eked me out a little.
But they're not really. Chance was adopted late. And like, okay. I don't know.
It's just, so it's like.
He was rescued and Sassy, they had some.
It's talked about siblings.
I know. And you say no. No. I'm very anti step siblings, but for some reason when it's a cat and a dog, it doesn't bother me because they're not really siblings because they're cross species.
Yeah. They're so, like opposite.
Yeah.
I
think for me, what really squicks me is that it's live action.
Oh, not
if
cartoon.
If they were cartoons, yeah. I think it would be much easier for me to say, sure.
Yeah, the fact that it's a real dog and a real cat.
Like, picture that's too much for you. Animals.
Yeah, cross species when, like, one of the species isn't a real species.
Okay.
Like, fine.
Okay.
I got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar, fine.
Yeah. But seeing Ryan says thumbs down. Seeing it in real life and seeing it as creatures we know, it bothers you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you have a dog ship?
So I also have two.
Oh my goodness.
Man, how many do you have, Ryan? I have one. Okay, great.
Well, I backed down from my first
There's
one.
There's one that we have to talk about if we don't talk about in all.
Is it like the
Agreed.
One?
Yeah. But we don't have to talk about it
yet. So my first ship is, it's almost a real life ship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also fictionalized just enough that I think it's okay. Maria Bamford and, Bert,
yeah.
her pug,
yeah.
as portrayed in Lady Dynamite.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, first of all, that show is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the way that it, like, I don't know, that Bert is maybe like her conscience, but also, yeah. like, because he talks to her in mm-hmm. the show. And he's like a wise old soul and, yeah. like, helps her kind of, like, cut through when she has, like, a manic episode or whatever. Right. And I feel like he's a, and this is... It gotta all be in her head, but that he's a like mellowing agent in her life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it also feels like maybe that's real. Maybe that's like a real thing, and I'm shipping a real woman with her real dog.
Well, you're not consummating that in your mind either, right?
No.
And it's also like he's got the voice of a person.
He does have a voice
which,
of a person.
That's so humanizing. Back yeah. to my Homeward Bound ship.
I could see where you were driving.
Oh, also, because the dog in yours is voiced by someone who I think like teenagers think has a very sexy voice, which mm-hmm. is Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, but that doesn't mean Sassy would find it sexy.
She might.
She might.
No, hold on.
You will find Michael J. Okay, Michael J. Fox.
Not a sexy voice. Not a sexy voice.
No, here's the thing. Not a sexy man. He's a delight. I adore him.
No, when you're 13.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. As a teenager.
Oh, so you're saying like if Jen was a child.
Yeah. If Jen was 14.
So if I was a child, this ship is acceptable?
Yeah. Nice.
Come back when you're a child.
Okay.
And then my other ship is from a video game, Secret of Evermore, but I don't want to spend any time on that. So okay. it's a boy and his dog. The dog changes as the whole conceit of Secret of Evermore is that you travel to a world that is made up by the imaginations of four other people who have been sucked into this magical world.
Okay.
And for each world you go to, your dog who's with you transforms to like match the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of the only games I've played where you've got a boy and his dog happens a lot in games, or like a character and his dog, but you actually like play as the dog by himself for like huge stretches of the game and like come back and like help out the kid. So like by the end, you feel like you're representing these two characters really evenly. And I don't know, the dog is as well developed as any other character in that game. And I like it a lot.
Yeah. So both of your ships are human dog ships.
Yes, that's right.
Got it.
Nice.
I don't imagine human dog sex in any of these relationships. They're all platonic ships.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, fair.
Kelly, you got
okay. All right, I'm going to name two names, and you guys tell me if you know what this ship is. It is a crossover ship.
Okay.
Holy moly.
Jerry Shepard and Dr. Ted Brooks.
Dr. Ted Brooks.
Is a dentist.
Okay.
Is he a person?
Yeah,
or a dog?
Both of them are people.
Okay, say them again.
Dr. Ted Brooks. He's a dentist from Miami, Florida. And
what the hell are you doing?
I can't figure out what's happening.
And Jerry Shepard.
Is Jerry Shepard because his last name is a shepherd, like a dog?
Okay. Are you guys ready to hear what this is from?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy from Eight Below and the guy from Snow Dogs.
So
the guy from Snow Dogs is a dentist who inherits...
That's Cuba one with Cuba Gooding Jr. Gooding Jr. Okay.
And then Dr. Shepard is
wait, they're both doctors?
I'm sorry, not doctor.
Jerry.
Jerry Shepard.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give him
they're
a degree.
They're both dentists. It's the same movie.
Wait, because I don't
know. Is it not the same movie?
Snow Dogs, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eight Below sounds familiar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eight Below is Paul Walker. He goes on an expedition with eight dogs. Uh-huh. Eight snow dogs. And
no, yeah, I got
the crossover name.
And he, the dogs, there's like a big, terrible storm.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen this.
Yes. It's very terrible. Like,
A bunch of dogs die, right?
Like two dogs die.
And they like, it's like,
so they leave them.
Yeah.
What?
They leave the dogs because, they can't take them for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then so, Paul Walker's like, we need to go back and get those dogs. But he doesn't get the funding for 6 months.
No.
So the dogs are alone for 6 months.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the dogs, the dogs free them each other so they can hunt, except one dog they can't. And that dog dies. And then another dog is attacked by a leopard seal and dies. But the rest of them do find food because they break into a storage unit and like eat all the food that's there. Mm-hmm. And that's how they survive. But then he comes down and he finds them and saves them.
This guy seems way too serious for Cuba Gooding Jr.
Well, I think that that's what... Here's the thing. Cuba is not good at doing the things with the dogs.
No.
Right. I've seen the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's just the poster.
It's possible.
It is. He gets the dogs. He inherits these dogs.
Yes. Mm.
And he... one of the dogs doesn't like him. The lead one named Demon doesn't like him.
Well, Demon?
His name is Demon.
Yeah. So then he does, for some reason, I'm not sure why, he does a snow race with the dogs.
I think he's not allowed to get the rest of his inheritance unless he participates in the race.
So he does the race. And then one of the dogs gets loose and runs off, and it's Demon. And he runs off and he finds Demon. And it turns out Demon's being mean to him because he has a toothache. So he pulls the tooth out for him, and then Demon likes him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he also runs off and goes to save a dog.
Okay.
So I think they have an intense love for dogs in common.
Sure.
They want to save them and not let them die.
I think they both now know how to navigate snow.
Sure.
And be in...
It's important in relationships.
But you know...
Gotta navigate snow together.
I yeah. think they're bringing a North Pole, South Pole thing.
Ooh.
Because I think that Cuba is in, like, Alaska.
I think so. Uh-huh. I think that's right.
But Paul Walker is in Antarctica.
Whoa.
Yeah. So whoa. What do? They're at their post and then they meet at the equator every year.
For like, what do they do with their dogs?
And there's no dogs or so everything they have in common is gone. And they get really sweaty.
They just spend all their time talking about when they were back at home in the snow with the dogs.
Or
okay, if they have like a vacation ship together,
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So
that like they go back to their regular lives where they're like racing dogs and pulling teeth and stuff. But then they get together for like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And like right at the equator.
Wait, so are they set? So they're separately doing their pulling teeth.
Yeah.
That's okay. Interesting. North because pole, one's the dentist, Cuba Gooding Jr. He's a dentist.
He's a dentist.
And he pulls the teeth.
Got it.
Yeah. It's
movie. I just now put that together.
No, that's not, can't be true, Kelly.
That's why he's the only one who could do that.
I was like, what a weird thing for him to have to do.
No, he's a dentist. It's a normal thing for him to have to do.
Especially in a Disney movie.
Oh, God. Of course.
Yeah, someone wrote that.
Yep.
Ryan, do you have a dog ship?
I do. And it's from one of my favorite franchises that I don't think I've talked about at all on this
really?
Show.
What?
Mm. The couple is Rock and Daphne.
Okay.
From the film Look Who's Talking.
Oh my
now.
God.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. Rock is a street dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been in the pound. He's had to scavenge for
his
life.
He's seen
things. He's seen things. Danny DeVito is his voice. Daphne. She's a poodle.
Nice.
She's been living the high life.
Nice.
God, what kind of dog is Danny DeVito?
He's a mutt. So like his mom was a Cocker Spaniel, but he looks like a German Shepherd. So that's opens questions.
Okay, okay,
so you're
okay.
Like, oh.
I feel like mutt and poodle are like the Pretty Woman but reverse of the dog world. Like a very rich and like those are the two types of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you get like Diane Keaton to be the voice. There's this one scene, right? Okay.
Wait. So it's Diane Keaton and Danny DeVito?
Yep.
Oh, no.
The only time they're ever going to play lovers.
Right.
Ew. This is worse than Hagrid Threpple.
No.
Not
the dogs,
at all.
The dogs are really cute together.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this one scene, because they sneak out,
mm-hmm.
Because like Kirstie Alley loses her job. She's really stressed out. She's the mom.
Okay.
John Travolta is a pilot. He has to fly a bunch. So
He's the dad.
He's not around a lot. The two kids, who knows? So the dogs go like on a night out.
Because
Rocket's trying to date her. And she's like, I'm not interested in you. But he's like, let me show you my town. So they like go off.
Oh, wait. I've seen this movie.
You have seen this. Everyone has seen this movie.
I've only seen the first two Look Who's Talking Now movies. Look Who's Talking movies?
Look
Who's talking now is the third one.
Yeah. Look Who's Talking. Look Who's Talking 2.
T-O-O. Right.
And then Look Who's Talking Now. Okay, so there's a scene. So they like go, and she's like living the rock life. And then...
La Vida Loca.
Living the rock life.
Yeah, because his name's Rock.
I know.
And then they like go down an alley, and she like accidentally steps in a puddle. And at first she's like,
feet.
But then she's like, this is fun. And then she just like splashes in a puddle. And it's so cute.
That's bringing her down to the mutt level.
Exactly. Yeah. She's like, this is, hey.
Cool.
And so like she becomes like, she gets in touch with her real dogness. Mm. And he like learns some lessons. Like how to sit. How to obey.
Uh-huh.
Why he probably shouldn't pee on stuff.
She's training him.
This is actually very similar to the ship that you were alluding to earlier, right? The Lady and the Tramp ship.
I think it's an elevated version.
Yeah.
I think
okay, elevated is the wrong word. But it's
it
like
works
a better,
out better.
Has Danny DeVito ever elevated anything?
Has what ever
Has Danny DeVito ever elevated anything?
I mean, I think It's Always Sunny got better when
Yeah.
I think he can answer.
I agree.
Batman Returns is, I like that to the original Batman movie.
I stand corrected.
When I was a kid, I thought he was the best part of Taxi. But that was because I didn't understand ennui.
He's a pretty good part of Taxi.
He's a great part of Taxi, but I have more appreciation for all the other stuff happening. But Lady and the Tramp is not great. Lady's a dud.
Yeah, she's pretty boring. Yeah.
She's so boring.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Tramp does, he takes advantage.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, is a bad dog.
Right, and he does not give. He no. takes. Yeah. He takes her out to dinner.
Sure.
And that's about it.
So she gets, like, a spaghetti meal.
Doesn't he abandon her at the pound or whatever?
Well, am I misremembering this? He saves a baby for her.
He saves the baby.
A yeah. human baby?
Yeah,
well,
I know.
that's her favorite Snooze. Thing. She loves that baby.
She does. But that, like, that's the thing. The only thing she has to offer is that she's pretty and she's rich.
She's pretty. I feel like it's the antithesis too of the romance in 101 Dalmatians mm-hmm. too, where like there's like chemistry between them.
Yeah.
Whereas Lady and the Tramp is just like, oh, well, it's written that they should be together, so I guess they'll be together.
Yeah. Well, the whole point of the movie is that they be together.
But. All right, so I guess Look Who's Talking Now is Lady and the Tramp, but better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Do we have any questions from Twitter we wanted to take?
We do.
Remember, if you would like to have your questions read and answered on the show, you can either tweet at ShippleDips or you can use the hashtag ShippleDips. That's Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips.
So today's question comes from Mothwoman at Pride of Mothman. She says, at ShippleDips, what cross-platform ship would you like to see? I'd love to see Geralt from The Witcher Games play a hunk of the week on Miss Fisher's show. And not just because I'm pandering to Kelly. She's very effectively pandering to Kelly.
It does sound like pandering to Kelly.
I have a big smile on my face right now. It's working!
Franny could help him with some emotional issues and also dom him real good.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. 100%. Uh-huh. That's a good one. I say great work.
Yes. I always thought that it would be cool if, like, Mona, and this is not really a ship, but she would have shaken stuff up, if Mona from Who's the Boss would have been on Murder, She Wrote. Because I feel like she would have, like, shocked J.B. Fletcher, and the two of them would have, like, gone out. Because, like, Mona got laid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And J.B. Fletcher didn't get laid enough. So I feel like Mona would have, like, encouraged her to have wild times.
So Mona's appearing in the books.
I guess.
I only asked because she said cross-platform. So I was like, does that mean?
Oh, cross-platform. Sorry, you're right.
But that would be interesting.
I was just going
for her
cross.
To show up in the books.
I was thinking like an hour-long procedural versus
sitcom. They're basically different.
They're not different platforms. Let me think harder about platforms.
So like when we say platform, we can go like movie to TV show? Or should we like video game to TV show?
I think there's like movies, TV, mm-hmm. comic books, video games.
Regular books. Puzzles.
Are there escape characters
rooms.
In puzzles?
Escape rooms.
That could be a character in a puzzle.
Well, like a jigsaw puzzle. Okay, so I pick the fuzzy white rabbit in the puzzle that I do with my grandma.
Right.
And the God of War.
I wish this was serious.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna go Barry Burton from the Resident Evil games.
Okay.
He's the like super cheesy dad humor guy who, when Jill uh-huh. almost gets crushed in a room where the walls are collapsing, he says that you were almost a Jill sandwich.
This
is Barry.
Yeah.
I'm going to pair him with Dana Scully from the X-Files.
Ooh.
Whoa.
All right.
Interesting. I feel like she...
would try to stomp on him.
Yeah, I feel like she'd like roll her eyes hard.
And he needs it. Okay. He needs to have eyes rolled at. Super hard.
Yeah.
But I think they'd be a good team. He's used to taking down like zombies and others, like that he can be some like muscle that rolls in while she, like, I think he'd be a better partner than Fox Mulder.
Interesting. Well, I mean, Fox Mulder's not really good at like covering Scully's back.
No.
Like, who do you want covering your back? Scully or
Barry?
Mulder?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Want Scully.
You want Scully.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Scully and Barry.
All right, I'm going to do a weird one.
Okay,
yes.
Hit us with it.
Okay, I'm going to go Lori from Little Women, who is the family friend of the March sisters, who is in love with Joe, but then she turns him down and he ends up marrying Amy, which is the worst thing a person could ever do.
Yep.
Because she's the worst.
Yeah, she sucks.
She sucks, and she never gets better. She just gets stuffed.
She continues to be awful.
She's awful, and then people give her things. That's all. That's her arc.
That's her entire character.
Okay, so Lori, while they're teenagers, with Daria Morgendorfer.
From Daria?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? So like, because I think he likes the dry humor. He likes that stuff. But also, I think she has a secret romantic soul for that kind of, because I feel like he would soften her in like this way. She wouldn't like it.
Right, but Daria doesn't like anything.
Yeah.
Right, but I think she would
like it more than other things, which is to say not at all, but not less.
Because he's nothing like anyone who goes to her high school. He's totally different.
Yeah.
And very earnest, which I think at first she would be like, you're full of shit, you're pretending.
But once she realized that he wasn't, she'd be like, all right, fine. And she'd like put up with him.
Yes.
That was a perfect line read, by the way. All right, fine.
that was great.
You got one, Jen?
I don't yet. Sorry. I'm still thinking.
I would say Sirius Black.
Okay.
There's a character in Dragon Age. She's in Origins and she's in Inquisition, Leliana. She starts out as like this like naive bard and ends up as like a hardened, like sometimes she does shit that's like fucked up. assassin person. Okay. And she's like the head of like the secrets keeping assassin.
So would they work together, or would it be like
it's angst and they're on opposite sides.
Is she assigned to kill him?
I think she's assigned to either kill him or ruin him. Harry. I think she's assigned to kill Harry. And I think that but they have a chemistry there, but it is very angsty. I think it's like an angst sexy one. It's
I like that one.
Not OTP.
I'm really struggling here, mostly because I've thought of a specific TV character that I really want to ship with somebody else.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Name the character.
Yeah. Harvey Kinkle from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay.
I'm trying to find in my head the right dark girl for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like so bright and wonderful that he could brighten up anybody.
Ellie from The Last of Us.
Oof.
Two things. I haven't seen that.
One,
so
she's not going to be interested.
No,
just going to hit you up with that right now.
I know.
So already, I think that she's just making him sadder.
Aww. Yeah, it feels
because she's attracted to women,
right? But is that what he needs?
So maybe
to feel sadder.
No, the point is the opposite.
I was just trying to do the opposite. Right. I feel like my first thought was Katniss Everdeen.
Oh yeah,
book Katniss.
Yeah,
she needs that. She needs that. But would she let him in?
Question.
Eventually, he's got that like charm that doesn't quit.
Yeah, it's true.
Kind of thing. So I don't think he'd give up on her.
But what? Yeah. He'd have to like bloop into existence though, because he couldn't be from any of the districts because she's got so much baggage.
And does she need a third guy while she's going through all that too? Like,
here's
the two guys she has are both garbage.
Okay.
Wow. Hey guys, two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.